Welcome to Parenting Matters Now, a source of parenting advice a few minutes at a time.
Do your children go shopping with you? Hi, this is Dr. Roger Smith with Parenting Matters Now. I want to show you a situation I discovered, and it's not an attempt to belittle or berate the person in these pictures, but it did raise some concerns, and I hope that we can draw some lessons from what I discovered watching another parent-child shopping experience. And we've all had our nightmares of, you know, the children having throwing a fit in the store, and there are ways of training our children and having a proper behavior in a store. And I talk about that in my book, and training your children to have proper expectations. And they really, in many ways, want to please you, but they will not without proper training. So I was in a warehouse club grocery, and I encountered, I was walking along and I saw this mother with a teenage daughter, and I was rather alarmed. There's a mother and there's a teenage girl, and she's in the grocery cart, and they're going along, and the mom is doing the shopping, and the daughter is doing something besides shopping, and the mother is pushing her along. And so, just to show you that indeed it was an older girl, I'm not trying to shame these people, but I want to draw lessons from what is going on. Is this a healthy interaction? We can say, yeah, there's at least one positive aspect, that they are together and that there's not fighting going on, that they are together. But there are some things about it that are quite alarming to me, and that we see that even in the teen years, it has the there's this mindset that the parent is serving the child, and that the child is totally a recipient, and that there is this idea that there's no responsibility. And there is a saying that says, if you want your children to be responsible, give them responsibility. And so one thing that could have happened in this scenario is there's maybe she has the shopping list and they divide it, and you give part of it to the teenager and the mother does part of it, and they do, you know, divide and conquer technique, or they are at least walking along together looking at products and talking about whether it's a good deal or not, or talking about menus and what they need to buy. And there could be conversation and decision making together. And in that, the mother is training the child, in this case, an almost adult. The mother would be doing the training of the thinking, decision making, and that you give your teen or preteen experience in making those decisions, because eventually, in very short time period, they're going to be making their own decisions. So whenever I saw this scenario of a child climbing into a cart as if it was the proper place for them, I was rather alarmed. And I had to walk along for a period of time to really see, was I missing something? I would challenge you to treat your children more like a comrade, a confidant, a companion, as they are, if they've gone through those puberty years and their thinking is being molded into an adult, that is a perfect time to have them involved in your decision-making and the things that you're doing, the projects, whether you are cooking or whether you're cleaning or whether you are making business decisions. Include them in that process, because one, they want to be adults. They want to be treated like adults. But what you see in that picture is you treat them like a child. You're keeping them a child. And therefore, they remain a child. So learn from this situation that we're not trying to belittle that one, but I tell you what, you need to do it a different way. It would be better for you, better for your child. Develop that relationship, the peer type of relationship, as they're growing, so that their level of responsibility can grow right along with their body growth, their mental growth, and so that they you're helping them to become adults. That is our job. Our job is to help children to transition from childhood to adulthood successfully.
and you can do it. Shopping is one place that you can help. This is Dr. Roger Smith of Parenting Matters Now.
Subscribe to Parenting Matters Now for more advice, or go to rogersmithmd.com to search for more topics. See you next time.